temperatures. Load up for 60s in the morning. Saturday, less humid. Sunshine for the afternoon, low 80s. Clouds start to come back before rain Sunday night, but dry mostly during the day Mother's Day with the afternoon high of near 80. Thunderstorms could become strong Monday into Tuesday. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. The annual Memorial Swamp Pop Music Festival with live music by Ted Durr, Cliff Hillebrand and Side Piece Band, Darren Foray Band, Justin Cornet, Ryan Foray and Foray Tradition, and Sons of a Beach. Food and crafts, silent and live auctions. Proceeds benefit leukemia patient 7-year-old Sarah Johnson. Friday, Saturday, May 24th, 25th at Hidden Oaks Family Campground in Tammin. More info at HiddenOaksFamilyCampground.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio Incorporated.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me.
It's time to join Huck and Dave for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Huck and Dave want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Huck and Dave for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at libertyorlockdown.live. Now, let's go live and direct to Huck and Dave for Liberty or Lockdown.
Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. This is Huck.
This is Dave.
And we are here for another Thursday. Every Thursday, you have the Liberty or Lockdown show live. We're streaming live on Facebook, Twitter, I believe Insta, and several other channels. Dave, how was your week?
Well, my week has been busy because, you know, I'm a substitute teacher and they have leap testing going on at this time of year. So I've been doing a lot of leaping around.
Yes, it's a very busy time right now. Even the private schools and Catholics, everybody's getting ready for summer.
Yeah, well, you know, I have opinions about the leap test and the amount of testing that's done, and I don't agree. I think it's some of it is an awful waste of time.
I bet you the children agree with you on that.
Yeah. Test them if they don't know it. Yes. Well, test them again. If they still don't know it, test them again. Never mind teaching them. Anyway, that's just my little personal beef.
You're a teacher. You have the right to have that personal beef.
I guess so.
All right. Well, we want to offer our deepest condolences to Micah Murphy. Micah Murphy was one of our commentators who called in quite a bit in 2023. You remember Micah?
Of course.
Yeah. A true man of God. Micah was very young. I think he just turned 40.
Yeah.
And he went to be with the Lord. And so today was his memorial out in Baton Rouge. And you know what we did instead of sending flowers, Dave, Liberty or Lockdown donated 30 trees to be planted in memory of Micah Murphy.
Where will they be planted?
Send me a certificate, and okay. On the certificate, I'll have some more information about that.
That's nice.
Yeah, and so Micah, back in April, I think it was April 8th, Micah had sent me a word from the Lord that I wanted to share. It's a lot of people may disagree with it, but when I read it, it was words that I couldn't articulate myself probably for several years, and it really bared witness with me. And so I want to share that word here live today on this show. This is from Micah Murphy on April 8th, 2024. Martha, when I woke up today, the Lord began to speak this word to me, and I wanted to share it with you. He says, after going through quite a bit of testing, weakness, and infirmity, the Lord began speaking some very important things to me as I woke today on March 23rd, 2024. First, he took me to Deuteronomy 12, 13, and 14 in the ESV version, which I would recommend. Then I was drawn to a video by Troy Brewer. Please watch below. I first want to say that I'm not usually someone who talks about the things I'm going to share. In fact, I've been someone who has actively tried to not talk about these things. However, the Lord was very clear with me, I have no doubt. You need to watch the video, which will save me lots of time and typing. Thank you. This is the word that he gave. God is not giving this country Donald Trump because he's going to make everything better for us. He's giving us the leader we need, Trump, because of what's coming. The Lord has promised to rebuild America greater than before. However, destruction is coming first. As the Lord allowed Jerusalem to be destroyed and rebuilt, this is what is coming. The nation has had time and time again and again to repent. Millions of broadcasts and preachers warning us for decades. Many preachers are saying we are nearing the time of the end. This is not true. The enemy would want as many Christians as possible to think that we're fixing to hit the end times of the book of Revelations. The enemy does this because it neuters Christians. They no longer reproduce. I personally know this from people close to me that consume themselves with end time teachings. It's not only breeds a mental state of fear, but also confusion, negativity, and complaining. The people who consume this poisonous doctrine literally believe that there's no stopping the events in the book of Revelation. So when you speak about the kingdom of God growing and affecting the mountains of the earth and fulfilling your personal destiny and holy calling, this means very little to them. However, the Lord is coming, and what many are sensing is true. He's coming in judgment, but it's not the time of the end. The time of the end, which Jesus speaks of in the famous Matthew discourse, was the approaching time of the end of the old covenant, which took place among the generations of those listening to him at the time when he famously said, "This generation will not pass away till all these things be fulfilled." Heaven and earth and beneath the earth shook as a new covenant was entering the earth. Elements and traditions and things being consumed and passing away to make way for the new Jerusalem, the city of God, not built with man's hands, which Abraham was earnestly seeking as he dwelt in the land of Canaan, but would not inherit it without us, upon us whom the ends of the world have come. Natural Israel was officially and finally given a bill of divorce from the father, and the type of true seed would come. All, whether Jew, Gentile, barbarian, free slave, woman or man, would make up this body of Christ, the single seed of Abraham, of which all the prophets and laws foreshadowed. Judgment is coming to America. When it comes, do not pity them. The father has been setting up his Goshen for a while. When this judgment comes, the true seed, the sheep of Jesus, who hear his voice, no matter what race, ethnicity, or gender, will be blessed and prosperous as we have never been in this generation. As much of the world around us will be judged, we will be perfectly protected. The greatest wealth transfer in history is on its way from the biggest show on the earth. Be encouraged, do not be ignorant, and watch with prayer. Thank you. And then he goes on to thank his ministry and asked to pass this on to someone by the name of Apostle Chuck. There's your apostle. This is Micah David Murphy from the New Structure Ministries. He is a true man of God, and he will be missed deeply. And so this is why I decided to come on and give this word. And we will see, because a true prophet, the word comes to fruition. Mm-hmm. So it's documented. All right?
Well, I would say I agree with him on many things. There are others I'll agree to disagree.
Yes, I knew you were going to say that, Dave. But anyway, it is documented, and we'll follow that word and see what's to come. I do believe America is going to be judged heavily for the way it's been and what's going on.
That's where I do agree.
Yes, 100%. So we love you, Micah, and we miss you. And you're now dancing on golden streets, and the Lord bless you. And those trees, those 30 trees, they're going to take root. And we pray that the word that you release will take root as well. All right. Our guest is on the phone, Susie LaBrie, a legislative liaison. She's actually a very good friend of Micah Murphy. So the transition and the timing is perfect. Susie, are you with us?
Oh, yes, I'm here with you, and I just got in from going to Micah Murphy's funeral in Baton Rouge, and now I'm finally arrived in Hammond. So, how are you?
Good. Thank you for joining us.
Yes. Okay, the report is I got nothing but good news. I feel like yesterday, May the 8th, and the day, even the day before, which is Tuesday, May 7th, has been a threshold going through darkness into light. The first one I want to tell you about is Senator Hodges, who passed her SCR 21 in the House and Governmental Affairs. It has one more step to go in the House. It is to get Congress to honor the State of Israel and to declare that the Palestinians are terrorists and so forth. That passed. I happened to have been at the committee, and I posted in my report the video of such. I'm very excited that got passed. And she had some other bills that passed, 388, that has something to do with, allowing illegal aliens in, to ban that. Another bill that passed, and I'm very happy about, is Representative Amity's House Bill 357, which passed Senate Commerce Committee, and all it has left to go is the Senate, and that is the central bank digital currency.
Hey, hold that thought on central bank digital currency. Hold that thought. We're going to come right back. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
He loves his wife and sees that wife that decorates on the 4th of July, but says every day is Independence Day. She's golden rule, teaches school. Some folks say it isn't cool, but she says the pledge of allegiance anyway. He's got the red.
Hello, Patriots. My name is Connie, and I am a fellow Louisianian. I started an online store in 2019 exclusively selling products which are made in the USA. My site is AmericanCentralStore.com. That's AmericanCentralStore.com. The reason for this ad is that I need products. I am trying to find drop shipping merchants with Louisiana-made products that can ship directly to the customer. If you are a Louisiana merchant who makes quality products, and if you can drop ship your products directly to the customer, I would love to hear from you. The only products I cannot carry right now are clothing items, but will carry those in the future. Please visit my site at AmericanCentralStore.com. Click the Contact Us link for the phone number and email address. Thank you, Patriots. Be American. Buy American.
Chicken, chicken, chicken! Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean, racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Hello, y'all. Let's talk daily from 4 to 5 about our town. The Cynthia Clark Show is powered by Vinyl Tech, the Gulf Coast's premier exterior home improvement expert.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
We're not gonna take it.
All right, Susie LaBrie, we're not going to take it. We were talking about the digital currency. That's okay, where we left off.
Yeah, that bill passed Senate committee, and all it has left to go is the Senate.
Do you have the number to that bill?
House Bill 357 by Representative Amity.
That's the digital currency bill?
Yes.
House Bill 357. Okay. I have to go look that one up.
Ma'am. Yeah. And the next bill that's important that passed was House Bill 47 by Representative Edmondson. And the good news is we zapped the domain amendment that requires you to see a pediatrician before you get an exemption. And the bill passed. And that is a great victory for me. And it takes care of House Bill 46 that we don't need to worry about because it's a bill of the same nature by Representative McCormick. Another piece of good news, we thought that 87 and 25, no, that's McCormick, 25 and House Bill 87 by Representative Echols is not dead. It appears to have died. It did not. It was not involuntarily deferred. They were deferred by the committee. I think it was Greg Miller's, I don't remember the name of the committee. I think it was Governmental Affairs or, no, not governmental. It's Education. I don't remember. But those two bills were deferred, but they were not killed. I want to make sure you know that. To be prepared to push those, to get those before the committee and get those passed.
What are they about?
46 and 47, we are very happy that Kathy Edmondson's 47 passed. And what this does is it to support liability that comes out of the COVID vaccine. And then it covers the schools and the businesses. And in other words, what we're doing is banning the vaccine mandate. We want to give a choice to have the vaccine, but we do not want to force medical services on people. And another bill that passed, I had two more bills. Another bill we killed was finally the phone bill, and that was the biggest killing we ever did.
Woo-hoo!
The first time since the Hoover years. That was by Senator Patrick McMath, and we had 70 votes. 71 votes to kill that bill against like 20-something, and there were 10 absences. That was yesterday in the House of Representatives. That's a victory in itself. I mean, this was the most victorious 2 days I have ever seen. It took 3 years to get to this point that I felt like it was dark yesterday morning. We went through these committee meetings and passed these bills. It's like dark came to light. That Valerie Hodges put on a performance like you never seen over at the House of Governmental Affairs, and I have a video of that. You can see it. She stood strong and firm, and I was sitting in the sea of Palestinian liberation members, and it was beautiful.
So listen,
you know, that
Dave was saying that, Susie, Dave was saying that, and I agree with him. You had mentioned earlier a bill about
saying that Palestinians were terrorists. Well, we would say Hamas is, but not necessarily all Palestinians.
No, I'm saying, thank you for that clarity and correction. Sometimes I can get it wrong because I'm in a rush. But it's the Hamas that are terrorists, not the other, you know. And I mean, these guys here were not. In fact, the senators were sharing their condolences of what's been happening to these people, you know.
Right.
One more thing I want to say, because time is short, is our House Bill 133 is in the House of Representatives, fixing to be lined up. It has not been scheduled for debate yet. The date has not been set. We're watching that daily. Senate Bill 133 by Senator Presley to keep the likes of the WHO and the CDC and the United Nations, any other international or central organization, stay out of our state and personal affairs.
Excellent.
That's excellent. Yeah, we want them out.
What was the thing you mentioned a few minutes ago? Something about a phone thing?
Oh, yeah, the insurance companies wanting to make it a crime if you have a cell phone in your hand while you're driving.
Oh.
Do you think they're going to come back around? Because they keep coming back around for the last 2 or 3 years.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. After yesterday, I really doubt it. I mean, these people are persistent, and they did swell.
the AAA and the big insurance and the bikers club in Bossier City fought it, and the Mad Mothers Against Drunk Driving. They swell those groups and swell, and the AAA sent their national officers down and their regional officers down to lobby. They did a beautiful job in lobbying for the bill, and we did a beautiful job killing the bill. But I never seen that many votes, 71 votes. I just don't recall seeing that a bill get slaughtered like that during the Hoover years. It might have been less votes, but not that overwhelmingly. That's 2/3 of the House right there.
You know, that's really reassuring to hear that, because I was against that bill. That's just insurance companies not wanting to pay out on accidents. When there are already laws in place, vehicular homicide and things like that. So if you are driving and you get into an accident, you're already held responsible. This is just more control, and it's just more government telling you what to do in every waking minute of your life. So I was against it.
Yeah. And this bill has been dying over the last 10 or so years. I was thinking of 4 years. They say, no, 2 years. Longer than that, we've been killing this bill, and they keep bringing it back up, and they don't know why they keep bringing it up, because it's like beating their head against the dead wall.
Wow. Well, thank you, Susie LaBrie. You're always welcomed on Liberty or Lockdown. And we'll see you next Friday at the Women's Republican Club of New Orleans luncheon. We're going to have editor and publisher Scott McKay from The Hayride as our guest speaker. And we will have Jeff McFatry and Justin Davis, the owner, the CEO of atcostmetals.com, which if you're interested in atcostmetals.com, purchasing gold and silver at cost, just email me, huck@wgso.com, and I'll give you a referral code and you can sign up. It's $399 for 18 months, and it's like a Costco card. You can go in and purchase gold and silver wholesale. It's a few dollars over spot, and we've compared the prices out there, and they are much cheaper than everywhere else. All right, and so that'll
be. I want to remind you to keep looking up for these alerts, because we have some more good bills coming up, and we got a long list of bills. Keep watching my comprehensive legislative reports and my call to actions, which come out late every night, the day before session.
You are a blessing to Louisiana. We appreciate all your hard work. The Lord bless you. Press down, shaking together, and running over for everything you do for our families. Thank you, Susie, for fighting for the citizens of Louisiana. We love you.
And glad. Thank you, Martha. Appreciate you.
Okay, and one thing to piggyback on that, she mentioned about the legislature dealing with COVID vaccines and so forth. Okay, I just saw an interesting thing. AstraZeneca has pulled its COVID vaccine off the market because it caused a lot of harm, apparently. Oh, maybe our legislators have got a good idea.
I don't know. It's just crazy that we're still here 4 years later.
Yeah.
And all of those vaccines should be pulled, because tens of thousands of people just in the United States, we're not talking globally, it's probably millions globally, died or have been very sick from it.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back. We're taking a quick break. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
America. America. Make God thy gold refined. Till all success.
Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet, from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
I'm Ference Toth, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. I use common sense as an entrepreneur, financial literacy educator, and speaker to understand how current events affect our money, economy, and our freedom. Grow your money safely, reduce taxes, increase increase returns and create positive arbitrage with Your Personal Bank. Tune in to the Your Personal Bank show Saturdays at 11 a.m. or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank show Saturdays at 11 a.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
Hello, this is Jack Clegg. I thank all my listeners and the support I get here at WGSO for making our program, The Jack Clegg Show, successful. Along with that success has come a change in time zones. No, we're not moving to the Pacific time zone, but we are changing the time of our show. Now, for the immediate future, we will be 11 a.m. to noon on Tuesday and Thursday. Callers are welcome. That's The Jack Clegg Show at 11 a.m. to noon. Thanks for listening.
Hi, everybody. This is Jackie Gumbo inviting you to join me each and every Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Uncle Jackie's Gumbo. A little bit of this and a whole lot of that. Each and every Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans or WGSO.com. Bring your gumbo, baby. We're going to have us a blast.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. Chairman of the Louisiana Gaming Control Board, Ronnie Johns, is stepping down as chairman effective June 30th. During his time as chair, he's seen two riverboat properties become first-class land-based properties, with another three under construction, as well as bringing sports betting to the state. He says that wasn't a small task.
A lot of people think you just flip a light switch and it starts tomorrow morning. An incredible amount of work went into making that happen to make sure that it was done properly.
Stewart Healthcare has announced it's selling Glenwood Regional Medical Center in West Monroe. Stewart has filed for bankruptcy and is looking to sell several of its 31 hospitals in eight states. The Glenwood Hospital has been struggling with staffing and supply issues. State Representative Mike Eccles says it's time for Glenwood to have a new owner.
I talk to those employees daily that are up there trying to keep the wheels on it. It's horribly sad to watch so many people either lose their jobs or patients lose access because of the corporate greed of Stewart Health Group.
LRN.
No more mold. No more damage. No more outdated old bathroom. No more slipping and hurting. No more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-770-5322. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-770-5322. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-770-5322. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-770-5322. That's 800-770-5322.
Chicken. Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Ochsner Health, Southeast Louisiana's largest nonprofit, multi-specialty healthcare delivery system. Ochsner Health, innovating healthcare. Find out more at ochsner.org.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com. Sweet Caroline,
good times never seem so good. All right, good times never seem so good. So I want to remind our listeners, the Women's Republican Luncheon is next Friday, the 17th. At Vincent's Italian Restaurant. They did go up on the price, so we have to go up on our luncheon. It's now $45.
Oh, no.
That's Bidenomics.
Oh.
Yeah, it's insane. And we don't make a penny off that. It literally pays for the luncheon. Sometimes we have to come out of pocket. So if you RSVP, make sure you RSVP info at Women's Republican Club of New Orleans. Or you RSVP, I think it's Terry Bourgeois. Let me see what Terry Bourgeois. Or let's see, that's Terry Bourgeois. Yes, you would RSVP. 985-722-7530.
You want to repeat 722-7530.
985-722-7530. RSVP. All right, for next Friday, we have the Scott McKay from the Hayride, and we have Jeff McFatry and Justin Davis, the CEO of atcostmetals.com. You definitely want to be at this luncheon, okay? We are showing people how to get off of the digital currency track and onto the gold and silver track. And with that being said, Ron, can you go and play the video about the BRICS and what's happening with the currency situation over there? If you have listened up carefully, pay attention. There's a lot going on with the digital currency world right now. Even Chase Bank and Wells Fargo have shut down religious and gun-affiliated accounts right here in the United States. And I think it was Morris. That's Sarah Carter. That's the Guatemalan video. There's one about the BRICS. Did you get that one? All right. Well, we'll be back with that video in a moment.
While you're pulling that up, let me get back. Just before the break, I mentioned about AstraZeneca. This came out yesterday. It's one of the major COVID vaccine manufacturers, and you can just search for AstraZeneca, all one word. It says AstraZeneca withdraws COVID vaccine worldwide after admitting it can cause rare blood clots. Were we enthusiastic about all of the COVID vaccines, or were we perhaps a little negative about them, Martha? I think we've been pretty negative because there are so many untested things, so many possible bad results, and here you go.
Hello, my dear friends.
That's not it. That's the Guatemalan video. All right, we're having trouble finding this BRICS video. When we're on our next break, I'll look for it, but go ahead, Dave.
Okay, so, you know, all of the other ones, especially the RNA vaccines, I'm really skeptical about those because your body has got programmed into it in your DNA the ability to produce approximately 10 billion distinct antibodies for any kind of invader you could think of. Scientists have even manufactured new toxins that didn't exist in nature and injected them into rabbits, and the rabbits probably made antibodies because the system that God put in there is so effective, and yet we decided, oh no, we know better. Let's hijack the manufacturing apparatus and make one kind of antibody. Yeah, the problem is as soon as the virus mutates a little bit, that antibody doesn't do any good anymore. So the people that are getting sick are the people that got all of the shots.
That's exactly right. It's unbelievable. And have you noticed that there's this continuous cough going around and that everybody has it?
I didn't notice.
There's a cough. I mean, children have it. Teenagers have it. I've had it. You can't get rid of it. Everyone around me has this continuous aggravating cough ever since COVID. It is annoying.
I never thought about that until yesterday. I was sitting in the class supervising the kids taking the LEAP test, and I'm going,
Uh-oh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You go to the physician to get, you know, whatever you need to get rid of it, and it comes right back. It's unbelievable. So, all right. So we're going to discuss a little bit about Guatemala and what's going on with Guatemala. Play that video right there. Guatemala's a sovereign nation just like the United States is. And my mother's from Guatemala, and all of her siblings live there. I lived in Guatemala as a young girl, and I'm actually bilingual. It was my first speaking language. And so my heart is with Guatemala. I am an American citizen, born and raised here, spent my summers in Central America. This is Giovanni Frati. We've had him on our show several times. And most people in Guatemala are Christians. They're Catholics. They love Jesus. And they are fighting for their sovereign nation. And the United States and Senator Blinken and Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden and all these Democrats and even a few Republicans need to get out of Guatemalans' business. All right, play this video for me, please.
Hello, my dear friends. This is a video in answering the very arrogant and swift retaliation of the Undersecretary for INL, or International Narcotics and Law Enforcement Programs of the State Department, Mr. Todd Robinson. Mr. Robinson, you are not only a coward that does not respond to Dr. Consuelo Porras' re-enactment as General Attorney of Guatemala, but you do it through an institutional account. You should say it yourself. You should put your face and your signature in the condemnation of a Guatemalan national. We are a sovereign nation. This flag that is behind me, it's the flag of a sovereign nation. We are a nation that respect the rule of law and that expect that the United States, which also states in its constitution that due process and rule of law is essential to a constitutional government, does the same. You, in your condemnation of Consuelo Porras and her husband, are accusing Guatemalan nationals of causing corruption without presenting a shred of evidence against Guatemalan nationals. Guatemala is not your country, Mr. Robinson. Guatemala does not answer to you. Guatemala is a sovereign nation, and we demand respect from the State Department. If you have evidence against Consuelo Porras or her husband, you should present that evidence in a rule in a court of law, either in Guatemala or the United States, and if a judge finds her guilty, then you have grounds to condemn a Guatemalan national of corruption acts. It's an aberration. It's a crime against the Constitution of Guatemala and the Constitution of the United States to condemn a Guatemalan citizen without evidence. You are violating international human rights, you are violating your own constitution, and you are violating the sovereignty and the Constitution of Guatemala. Mr. Robinson, you are a disgrace to the diplomatic service of your country, and we as Guatemalans do not have to tolerate your mingling in international affairs concerning Guatemala, and especially in internal affairs of Guatemala, violating the Vienna Convention.
That's exactly it.
Gee, why didn't he tell us how he really feels?
This is how you have to talk these days.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mentioned this earlier. In the early days of America, England, there was the idea of manifest destiny. We are so great, you know, God has given us such a wonderful destiny, and we can just conquer everything. Well, look at the Assyrian Empire. What happened to them? Oh, they're gone. Look at the Babylonian Empire. They're gone. Greek Empire. They're gone. Roman Empire. They're gone. Ottoman Empire. They're gone. There are some people that think that America, and I love America. My family has fought in all of the wars, but there are some people that think that America has a right to just trample over the rest of the world because we're so great. No, we're a sovereign nation. They're a sovereign nation. Unless we're at war with them, we need to not interfere.
That's exactly correct. All right, and then we have the next video, and this is a reporter, and most of you know Sarah Carter. So after about a year now, we've been tweeting out all of the corruption here. It's not just Todd Robinson. It's Senator Blinken, Secretary of State Yellman, and Nancy Pelosi, the mayor Eric from New York, and the USAID funds, USAID Guatemala. It's our tax dollars here in the United States that are funding these NOGs. And they are being used to do this very thing with all of the illegal aliens, these immigrants that are coming here. We're funding all of that. So let's listen to Sarah Carter.
Coffee mug when I was in Florida, and it says, drink more Cuban coffee. I'm half Cuban. And do stupid things faster. Yes. I attest to this. You could do things a lot faster with Cuban coffee, and okay. many
well,
of them
we're gonna
can
get
be
past
stupid.
That.
This, on the other hand, will not be stupid. I am working on a story, as you all know, with regard to Guatemala. And the story focuses on child trafficking and our non-governmental organizations, as well as our State Department, USAID, USAID, and others, who are basically pushing for this open borders agenda that is exacerbating this problem with child trafficking in the region. Not only is it potentially one of the biggest stories, I think, exposing some of the most grievous and, I would say, most astounding use of our tax dollars, because remember, it's our tax dollars that go to these NGOs. Because why? You say, no, I'm not donating to any of these non-governmental organizations
All right.
that are involved.
We're going
to
go to a quick break. We'll be right back.
People to the United States.
Hello, Patriots. My name is Connie, and I am a fellow Louisianian. I started an online store in 2019 exclusively selling products which are made in the USA. My site is AmericanCentralStore.com. That's AmericanCentralStore.com. The reason for this ad is that I need products. I am trying to find drop shipping merchants with Louisiana-made products that can ship directly to the customer. If you are a Louisiana merchant who makes quality products, and if you can drop ship your products directly to the customer, I would love to hear from you. The only products I cannot carry right now are clothing items, but will carry those in the future. Please visit my site at AmericanCentralStore.com. Click the Contact Us link for the phone number and email address. Thank you, Patriots. Be American. Buy American.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean, racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hello, y'all. Let's talk daily from 4 to 5 about our town. The Cynthia Clark Show is powered by Vinyltech, the Gulf Coast's premier exterior home improvement expert.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2, weekdays, right here on 990 AM, WGSO.
So will I stand up and do something now, or sit and watch my TV?
All right, so what Sarah was talking about is that the Attorney General in Guatemala has stumbled across a child trafficking ring
Okay.
Involving the politicians, and they're trying to silence her, and they're trying to remove her, and that's the NGO. I said NOG, but it's a non-government organization. So the USAID and USAID funds, USAID Guatemala, our tax dollars are funding these non-governmental organizations, and that needs to stop. America, we need to stop funding non-governmental organizations, and we need some accountability. Where are our tax dollars going? Yep. There's no accountability. We can't even, there's not even a paper trail on how much they're spending in Ukraine.
Yeah.
Nobody has any accountability, but if it were you and I and the IRS coming after us, there'd be plenty of accountability there. All right, let's real quick take Matthew from Metairie. You there, Matthew?
Well, speaking of things, Central America, you hear about what's happening electorally in Panama.
No, tell us.
Apparently, there is somebody who, I don't know if they're close to winning office or if they've won office, who basically wants to stop all of the flights coming in from around the world, shut down the Darien Gap, and turn off the flow heading to the United States.
Interesting.
So I'm like, okay, well, this is a good thing. Did you ever hear from anybody about filing a criminal complaint about the that little sneaky, low-handed flyer, the official ballot for the OPEC?
Yeah, that's under investigation right now. I'll keep you posted on that.
Actually, law enforcement investigating that? People with guns and badges?
Not people with guns and badges, but a department that has been contacted and has taken it upon themselves to do further investigation on it. Yes. I think Will Wallace did a show on it where the...
Yes, he did. I remember that. And yeah. I heard him say, one of the people said that it's actually a violation of the election law. And I'm thinking to myself, gee, if they catch you without a seatbelt, you'll at least get a ticket.
Right.
If you violate any other law, a man with a gun and a badge and an American flag sewed to his sleeve will show up and inform you that you're going to be spending a little while in jail while...
Yeah, there's definitely a violation that occurred. Thank you, Matthew, for Metairie. It's always good to hear from you.
Nobody cares about those.
Exactly.
I'll talk to you later.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. All right, John Swisher, you there? John?
Sorry, prayers for your friend that just passed away.
Yeah, for his family, for sure.
Yes.
Thank you. How are you today?
I'm great. The Lord's still king. Always will be king.
Amen.
Yes.
All right, what you got, John?
The discernment, like you mentioned, Nancy Pelosi and Secretary of State Blinken and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, all with that corruption. What I think is they've funneling money down there and they're getting some money back like we was talking about the other night. So and the reason why they don't send money to the border, because number one, they're not gonna get any money back. Via graft and corruption too. They want the illegals to come in because the Democrat Party is losing voters. They need voters. And these poor illegal immigrants, I hate to mention the word poor, but they're being fugabooed, indoctrinated. Yeah. So when they work, they're probably going to have to pay these agents of Lucifer certain percentages of their check every week.
Yeah, they're definitely being deceived. I agree with that. They don't really know the full picture. And a lot of that's just to get the vote, because a lot of the black vote's waking up and they're seeing what's going on with both parties, the Republican and the Democratic Party. And,
uniparty.
You know, yeah, it's a uniparty. Exactly right. All right. We appreciate you. The Lord bless you. So
speaking of elections, okay, there is a really great thing that's happening right now in Georgia. It has to do with election integrity. The governor of Georgia has signed three bills, and they include such things as having each ballot have a watermark on it so you can't fake it, and using OCR technology to look at the thing and make sure that it's done correctly, a bunch of other provisions. So since the legislature passed it, the governor signed it, it's in effect as law, who you think's upset?
Who?
The Democrats and the ACLU.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, there's a surprise.
Oh, they're not too happy about Trump's trial being pushed back.
Oh, that too, yeah. You know, the other day I read that Trump has been found in contempt. I said, wait, don't you go to jail for that? Now he's getting fined each time. I think he's playing this judge because this is going to garner more and more and more emotional support for Trump because, you know, I think he's getting picked on, and I think he's playing right into that, letting everybody know he's getting picked on.
Mm-hmm. He's definitely gained a lot of votes through all that. That was free press. Free publicity for him.
Yeah.
Was it Ringling Brother Barnabin Bailey from Ringling Brothers said that all press is good press, there's no bad press?
Well, he might. I don't know if he did, but he said there's a sucker born every minute.
Right. So that definitely helped Trump's numbers for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And the prosecuting attorney, she is just looking really bad every time she opens up her mouth.
And then Stormy Daniels was on the stand talking about stuff.
God.
And none of it had to do with federal elections. And that's what he's being charged with, federal election interference. It's nothing to do with federal elections.
I'm sorry. I think she has about 500 porn flicks out there.
Yeah.
And she's all of a sudden the moral compass of what's right or wrong.
Of course, yes.
I mean, the fact that she's even sitting on the stand talking about, you know, the things that she's mentioning, it's just laughable.
Now, what we need to do is quickly point our camera over at Ron, our producer, who's all enthused about Stormy Daniels.
No, she is not the person that they need to be interviewing, for sure.
But even several of the major news media outlets admitted she seems to have done some harm to the prosecution's case rather than build it.
I think so. I think that was a good move for Trump.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, okay. How fast are you?
These days, not too fast.
Not very. Well, here's an interesting thing. Do you know who Riley Gaines is? You do.
I do.
Yeah, a lot of our listeners do. Riley Gaines is a championship swimmer, and she's one of the best, except, well, Leah Thomas is better. Yeah, Leah Thomas is a man competing against women. Riley Gaines just sent out a tweet, and she said, Sadie Schneider, male competing with the women, won the women's 200 and 400 meter today at the Liberty League Championship meet. He broke the women's 400 meter women's record in the process. So this is Riley Gaines saying this guy has won. And her next comment says he would have finished last among the other boys by 2 full seconds. This is exactly why we're suing the NCAA.
Yeah, men pretending to be women in women's sports.
So,
and winning.
Not very good male athletes competing against women because they figure, well, now I got a chance to win.
Exactly. All right. We'll be back next week, Thursday, 5 p.m. here on Liberty or Lockdown. The Lord bless you.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York too.
Hello, Patriots. My name is Connie, and I am a fellow Louisianian. I started an online store in 2019 exclusively selling products which are made in the USA. My site is AmericanCentralStore.com. That's AmericanCentralStore.com. The reason for this ad is that I need products. I am trying to find drop shipping merchants with Louisiana-made products that can ship directly to the customer. If you are a Louisiana merchant who makes quality products, and if you can drop ship ship your products directly to the customer, I would love to hear from you. The only products I cannot carry right now are clothing items, but will carry those in the future. Please visit my site at AmericanCentralStore.com. Click the Contact Us link for the phone number and email address. Thank you, Patriots. Be American, buy American.